BBC News with Chris Barrow. President Trump has welcomed a surprise set of employment figures as evidence the US economy is on its way back after the coronavirus pandemic. 2.5 million new jobs were created in May, and some of the sectors worst affected by the lockdown were showing the strongest signs of recovery. The Minnesota state authorities have reached an agreement with the city of Minneapolis to ban the use of the chokehold by police. The move follows last week's death in police custody of George Floyd. Four officers have been charged in connection with his killing, and investigations have been opened in several other instances of police violence during the demonstrations that have followed. President Trump has directed the Pentagon to withdraw almost 10,000 US troops from bases in Germany by September. He wants a permanent cap on US troop levels of 25,000. No reason has yet been given for the reduction, but one official said increased defence spending by other NATO members had been a contributory factor. The UN's nuclear watchdog has expressed serious concern at Iran's continuing failure to allow access to sites it wants to visit. The IAEA said that for months its inspectors had been prevented from examining two suspect locations. Iran has always said its nuclear program was peaceful and has denied that it's ever sought to build a nuclear weapon. Thousands of people in Mali have been taking part in a protest calling on President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita to step down because of the escalating jihadist and communal violence. The rally was led by an influential imam who's been calling for talks with the militants. And one of the world's leading orchestras, the Vienna Philharmonic, is giving its first live performance after the lockdown. Because of social distancing rules, only 100 of the 2,000 seats will be taken. And that's the latest BBC News.